Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning marginal milk production on your dairy farms. We're kind of in a situation here where we have very tight margins, and one of the things that we often look at are ways that we can increase what we call marginal milk. The first thing I would encourage you to consider is maximizing milk component production. In other words, the pounds of fat and protein that are produced on your farm. Second thing we look at is something we call marginal milk. What are our opportunities to get slightly more milk production out of our herds? Another thing to consider is what we're doing with fresh cows. Take a look at the number of fresh cows that leave your farm in the first 60 days of production. If that's greater than 5%, there's an opportunity there. This is also true for heifers. Heifers that leave our farms within the first 60 days of lactation are expensive to the total dairy. Another thing to take a look at is what are the low profit cows in the herd? Generally, what we're trying to figure out is, do we need to remove them? Do we need to dry them off? Or do we just simply need to replace them from the herd? And then the final thing I'd encourage you to look at is heifer rearing costs. We have a lot of farms that are still calving animals at 24 to 26 months of age, and we have very, very good research that shows that we can actually calve those successfully at 21 to 22 months of age. So just a shift in how we're maintaining our heifer herd and also feeding our heifers can result in heifers that are large enough and ready to calve at a younger age, making them more productive in our herd and increasing our marginal milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.